The faces of inspiration. The faces of inspiration are many, including yours. No one is without inspiration, for it is with us from our beginning, caressing the faces of all, showering its peace upon them, in friends and foes, in all kinds, lies the faces of inspiration. The faces of inspiration are pure from the inside, though perhaps appearing scarred on the outside or not. Be willing to see with me, says inspiration, and I will seek you out so that you may see all there is to see. I see faces blemished, dirty, and filled with disgust. I see faces angry, lustful, and missing teeth. I see faces filled with sorrow or pretense. Yet beyond all of this, I see you. You have the power to see when you choose to see with me. Your Inspired Self-Care Program. One night, the faces of inspiration came into my awareness. Let me share these faces with you. I will begin with a few thoughts that entered my heart. Your inspiring self, heart, and mind desire that you care for them. What does this mean? To care simply means to be mindful of, to take heed. Perhaps you will find it helpful to pause here and contemplate ways that you may be more mindful of your inspiring heart and mind. Remember, inspiration reveals itself to you in many ways. Yes, though there is only one spirit of peace, it is lovely enough to come to us in ways each one of us will understand, identify with, and experience. Inspiration will extend itself to us through myriad forms. Inspiration is universal. What does this mean? There is nowhere inspiration will not travel, and no willing heart into which it will not enter. It is everywhere. A little willingness to open to its vast being, and there is no problem too small or too large, for it sees all problems as the same, stemming from the belief in aloneness and separation from inspiration. What does this mean? Now, if someone approached most of us on the street and asked if we felt disconnected or connected to the peace of inspiration, there is a good chance we would say, "I feel connected." Yet, if we were to look at the lack of peace that we experience much of the time in our mind, heart, relationships, and in the world around us, we are in fact believing in disconnection. You see, lack of peace is not a random event without a cause. It is happening because we are practicing thoughts, perceptions, and behaviors that give rise to feelings of disconnectedness that perpetuate and validate our unconscious belief in separation. What are feelings of disconnectedness? Feeling conflicted, angry, irritable, pressured, pain, suffering, sadness. In other words, a lack of peace. A lack of peace all brought on by judgment. When one is experiencing a sense of connectedness and peace, there is no judgment. Conversely, as we choose not to judge, we experience peace. We can see how judgmental we are as we are willing to look at our thoughts, perceptions, and behaviors that are breeding a sense of disconnectedness. These are not random events without a cause. They are migrating around beneath and through our awareness, caused by a belief in aloneness and separation. The cubicle self mind survives on the belief, I am alone. This belief is usually on the outer edges of our awareness or quite a ways beneath the surface. Inspiration is here to replace this belief in separation with an experience of connection. If we practice remembering inspiration over and over again, our problems will take their place in our inspiring self, heart, and mind. Problems will be solved because now we will be seeing anew. All the many things in our lives we thought were problems often fall by the wayside. Or we may be given a creative solution that the cubicle self would have never deciphered. Your inspired self is the master of solutions, sometimes simply by deleting the problem from our mind. What problem? I thought I had a problem, but it's gone. In peace, there are no problems. And when there appears to be a problem, inspiration will surely guide you towards its solution and companion you every step of the way. Inspiration is universal in that it knows you. What does this mean? The only way to truly know anything or anyone is not to judge from misperception. We perceive based on our beliefs that may or may not be rooted in the spirit of peace and helpfulness, but cubicle fear. To judge is to place meaning upon, based on what we think we know as based in past experiences. This is the difference between judgment based in misperception and perceiving with inspiration. Inspiration does not judge you or anyone based on the past or on fear. Thus, it knows you. Whether you judge yourself as tall, short, fat, skinny, smart, clueless, weak, strong, inspiration sees your judgments and reveals the truth to you about who you really are. Inspiration extends peace through all forms, male, female, infancy, childhood, adolescence, adulthood, older adulthood, health, sickness, work, play, poverty, wealth, single people, married people, divorced people, ethnicity, religion, race, color, animals, trees, flowers, mountains, stones, rocks, oceans, seas, lakes, streams, waterfalls, creeks, planets, sun, moon, stars, and sky. Nothing baffles inspiration. It extends peace constantly in all directions, in every way needed by each and every soul. No willing soul will be left unturned by peace. When I asked my father how he liked his new digs, the Missouri Veterans Home, he said, "Oh, I like it here. There is a prayer for everyone." Inspiration is universal.